I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, September 14th. What to know today about the wildfires in the West and how they're causing some of the worst air quality in the world, and when another hurricane is expected to hit this week. Also, new developments in the battle for TikTok, which company is out of the running, and what happens next. Plus, sports pros take a stand for social justice, Jeopardy debuts with some changes, and the musical hobby making a comeback. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with the dangerous weather impacting millions of people across the country. Almost 100 fires are still burning through 12 states out west, while another hurricane is expected to hit the southeast as soon as tomorrow. So first, the wildfires happening now. So far, at least 35 people in California, Oregon, and Washington have died. And unfortunately, that death toll is expected to go up as search and rescue crews reach more areas where people might not have had time to evacuate. Also, Reuters reports thousands of homes have been destroyed since early August, and the flames are still threatening tens of thousands more. And it's not just the flames that are a concern. The smoke is causing some of the worst air quality on the planet. Smoke is impacting cities like Seattle, San Francisco, and Portland, Oregon, so millions of people are being told to stay indoors. Some have also had those orange-tinted skies you've probably seen on social media. In fact, Washington's governor says his state looks apocalyptic with a smoky haze. Now the governors of California, Oregon, and Washington all say these wildfires are a consequence of climate change. And a couple years ago, federal government scientists issued a report saying greenhouse gas emissions could triple the number of severe fires in the West. But at a rally yesterday, President Trump blamed poor forest management instead. He says the fires could have been prevented with leaf raking and ground sweeping. It is worth noting the LA Times reports much of the land that's burned is managed by the federal government. Either way, President Trump will visit California today. He'll get a wildfire briefing from federal and local officials. Trump already approved a disaster declaration for California last month and Oregon last week. That allows FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security to coordinate disaster relief efforts. Well, by tomorrow morning, forecasters say Tropical Storm Sally is set to make landfall on the Louisiana-Mississippi border as a Category 2 hurricane. And now evacuations are underway. New Orleans could get a direct hit. Storm surges of up to 11 feet are possible, along with 100-mile-an-hour winds. Some models also say areas between southeast Louisiana and the western Florida panhandle are in for more than a foot of rain. People who live in southeastern Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate. Other people are being told to prepare by gathering emergency supplies like food, water, and medication. Of course, this is especially rough for people in Louisiana since they're still recovering from Hurricane Laura. That storm leveled some coastal Louisiana towns and left people without power for weeks. This new one, Sally, is the 18th named storm of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. The average for a typical season is 12. The number of new COVID-19 cases grew over the weekend in nearly a dozen U.S. states, mostly in the upper Midwest and Northeast, at least based on a weekly average. Wisconsin is seeing the largest increase in new cases right now. There, new infections are up 32%. That said, the daily average of new cases overall in the U.S. is going down. That's the good news. Over the past 7 days, the U.S. reported about 15% fewer new cases a day than a week ago. Still, CNBC reports some infectious disease experts are not breathing a sigh of relief yet. They say the number of new cases in the country each day, 34,000, is still alarmingly high. Most experts say there's likely no return to normal until there is a safe and effective vaccine. Also, we have two updates about coronavirus vaccines. One, the head of Pfizer told CBS News over the weekend there's a good chance the company will know whether a vaccine works by the end of next month, and the company is preparing to distribute the vaccine by the end of the year. Two other frontrunners for a vaccine are Moderna and AstraZeneca, and that brings us to our second update about vaccines. Remember, AstraZeneca had to put its vaccine testing on hold last week. A volunteer who got a shot suffered a neurological reaction, so it was part of the protocol to pause the trial. At this point, it's still not totally clear if that volunteer got sick from the vaccine or just by chance. But now AstraZeneca is resuming trials in the UK, and it's working with other nations like the US for guidance on when to restart testing elsewhere. It looks like the Chinese owner of the popular video app TikTok has chosen an American company to work with, and it's not Microsoft. Several different news outlets like the Wall Street Journal and Associated Press are citing sources who say the software giant Oracle won the bid. While there's no official announcement yet about Oracle, Microsoft has announced it's officially a no-go. TikTok's Chinese parent company called ByteDance will not sell the U.S. arm of the app to Microsoft despite the company's best efforts. And here's the thing. Even the reported Oracle deal is likely not an outright sale. The Wall Street Journal says the company will be more of a, quote, trusted tech partner in the U.S. Remember, the Chinese government recently issued new regulations that say TikTok would need the government's permission to transfer any technology to a foreign buyer. And now ByteDance says even if it works with a U.S. company, it won't actually sell or transfer the app's algorithms, as in the sort of secret sauce of the app that decides which videos are shown to which users. Or in other words, one source told the South China Morning Post, quote, the car can be sold, but not the engine. So will the reported deal be enough to squash President Trump's concerns over national security and prevent a ban on the app like the president has threatened? Well, it's not completely clear yet. The White House Committee on Foreign Investment will apparently need to approve the deal, but so far no comment from Oracle, TikTok, or the White House. To be continued. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and ever since I tried it, I know why. HelloFresh gets rid of the need to ask, what's for dinner? Because you're sent these unique, high-quality recipes along with pre-portioned fresh ingredients, so you can be excited to try out a great new meal, especially when it's conveniently delivered right to your doorstep and requires no stressful planning or grocery runs. That's key for me. I love that I can get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes. It allows me to actually enjoy the process of cooking without spending a lot of time, and the easy-to-follow recipes make me feel like I actually know what I'm doing. And get this, HelloFresh's gourmet recipes like the balsamic fig sirloin are more than 60% cheaper than an average meal out, so you can enjoy a restaurant-quality dinner for less. Go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use the code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off your first month, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use the code 80newsworthy, 80newsworthy, to get a total of $80 off your first month, including free shipping on your first box. Now, back to the news. The 2020 U.S. Open is in the books. For the men, Austria's Dominic Thiem is the champion of the renowned tennis tournament. He took home the trophy after a grueling five-set match against Germany's Alexander Zverev. This is Thiem's first Grand Slam title. On the women's side, Naomi Osaka is the champion. The 22-year-old Japanese tennis phenom beat Victoria Azarenka of Belarus to win her third Grand Slam title. NBC Sports reports Osaka came into the tournament the favorite to win. Osaka was also getting attention for taking a stand against racial inequality. Throughout the tournament, she wore face masks with the names of Black Americans killed in the U.S. Also in sports, it was a big weekend for the NFL. Most American football teams played their first game of the season yesterday, and as expected, social justice was top of mind there, too. During the national anthem, some players took a knee, others raised their fists, and several decided to stay in the locker room. Players also displayed phrases like Black Lives Matter and End Racism on their uniforms. As for the games themselves, one of the biggest talkers was probably the game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints. It was Tom Brady's first game with the Bucs. He could not pull off a win, though. The team lost 34-23. Walmart is the latest major company to test out drone delivery. It joins the likes of Amazon and Walgreens, which have already started piloting their own trials. Walmart is partnering with the drone company Flytrex to make this happen. The two will work together to deliver groceries and household items. For now, this is just being tested out in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and Walmart says it hopes this will help it fine-tune the process of loading the drones up with orders, flying them to their destination, and delivering them to people's homes. But the company admits it'll probably be a while before drone delivery becomes mainstream. By the way, this is not the first time Walmart has tried out new delivery methods. It previously partnered with Ford and two other startups to explore delivery through self-driving vehicles. The game show Jeopardy! Returns tonight for its 37th season. Longtime host Alex Trebek is back as the host of the show, but there will be another familiar face there as well. Jeopardy! Champion Ken Jennings has signed on as a consulting producer, meaning he'll be presenting his own video categories and doing some work behind the scenes. If you're not familiar, Jennings is a Jeopardy! Legend. He won 74 shows and holds the record for the longest winning streak. Jeopardy! Will also look a little different because of the pandemic. The contestants will be spaced further apart, and there will not be a studio audience. And that's it for your 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. So remember earlier this year, we told you about piano sales skyrocketing during the pandemic. Well, it's apparently not just pianos. The New York Times reports people are spending more money on guitars as well, as people pick up new hobbies. For example, iconic guitar maker Fender says it's had its biggest year in history, which was not really expected. The renewed interest spans generations, too, from baby boomers to young adults to teenagers, men and women. This is quite a turnaround for the guitar, which has fallen out of style in recent years with the rise of electronic music. In fact, the Washington Post ran a story 3 years ago calling the market not sustainable. But that was then, and this is now. Today, some instrument businesses say they've never seen sales like this, and that, quote, every day is Black Friday. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.